Hi, everybody. Claire with Clairvoyant Psychic Medium. Here's Dave. My makeup's all over my face. It looks like the morning after kind of a feel right now, because that's what it feels like right now. I love doing Witchy Wednesdays so much. But you guys have to remember, I live out in the country doing absolutely no one is around me. Nobody's bothering me. No humans for days sometimes, just Joe. That is so much energy for me to take in. I was just a potato on the couch for the past 5 hours. It wasn't fully 5 hours, but oh, I finally feel like alive enough to be able to do this. I'm sitting there the whole time. This is that ADHD part of me where I'm like, get up, Claire. You didn't do your TikToks today. Get up, Claire. You didn't do your fucking shit. Just beating myself up. And then I'm also sitting there like, oh my God, the birds. It's 100 million degrees outside. The birds are going to die. Like, and then the other part of me is just like, this is me scrolling on TikTok. So, good news is, every time before when I would go to do Witchy Wednesdays, I would have a lot of anxiety. So either the pills are working or the mixture of energies that are in there now, whatever, did not have anxiety. And it went so smooth. And oh my gosh, it's just like, guys, I don't know if you know this, but Nikki and I know you know that a lot of you do because I talk about it probably. Nikki and I have been friends since, I think it was sixth grade, because she started the softball team that summer of sixth grade and then started school in seventh grade with us. And like inseparable friends. She went on vacations with us, with me every single weekend. Her mom and dad, or my mom and dad, I was at my family's cabin the other day. They got it all remodeled and they ended up like taking all these pictures of out of the cabin, and our family picture had her in it. Like, that's how close we were. We were so close. Every single thing. Like when I was obsessed with NSYNC, she was like, we were there crying together at the concerts and like, yeah. So anyways, this was our dream to be, on a morning show together. I love that somehow I manifested that I don't have to do any work. if that's not some Pisces Mars shit, oh my God. Because to see her like editing and like figuring out do, 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 all of these things, and I'm just sitting there like, I love you, Nikki. If you watch this, I know she probably won't, but it's funny. So, anyways, I'm just having a good time. And I went to go visit. Oh my God. Okay. So then this is what happens. So this is why I need to leave the house sometimes, because I have stories to talk about, but whatever. I always have something going on. I had to cancel my tattoo appointment. I kind of hinted at it yesterday, remember? Because I just knew my health is not 100% right now. I don't want to like fuck up my blood sugar. Cause I remember last time I got a tattoo, for some reason it kind of did something weird. I didn't want to deal with it right now, and it's too fucking hot. And my patience was zilch. And, it still is. Like, it's so hot. Okay. What was I saying? So I contacted my friend Jamie and I was like, hey, cause her birthday was like, it was when Chucky's birthday was last week, Friday, something like that. The full moon. Yeah. I was like, I'll bring you guys breakfast. She has kids, and I wanted Hertz donuts. So listen to this chain of events that happens. Hang on. Let me get this closer. This is how you know that I'm an Aquarius, because I'm ruled by Uranus. Like, these are the moments when it is fully fucking apparent, and it sucks. It sucks. So, guys, just to kind of get into a teeny bit of astrology, Mars is in toothpaste time of Leo right now. So it's all of the Leo energy. So it's just fucking up my Aquarius shit. So this is what happens. I have the idea to go over to my friend Jamie's house to get, I like talk to her early at like 6 o'clock in the morning, like planning all of this, whatever. So I wanted to go to Hertz Donuts. Like, that was the goal, but I have never been to the one in Omaha. I've only been to the one in Lincoln. And I go to use my phone and there's absolutely no service. Like, my phone literally says the words no service. And I fucking panic because I'm on Dodge and I'm like, I don't know where it is. And I'm driving by an Amigos and I was like, oh, they have donuts. I'll figure it. We'll just whatever. I'll deal. So I go through the drive-thru and I go, can I get a dozen donuts, please? She gives me a dozen donut holes. They have donuts. I saw the picture of them. So that was fucking weird. And then my phone starts working and I was like, okay, well, fuck it. I'll just go to Hertz Donuts and I'll get six, you know, it'll be fine. Cause then it'll be like a fancy treat. I don't know. I pull up to Hertz Donuts and there's a sign on the door that says cash only. So at this point I'm just like, fuck my life. And I call Jamie and I'm like, hey, what are your kids like from McDonald's? I'm on a fucking adventure. Can you just throw me a bone? So then the McDonald's was backwards. So I had to go backwards and then go to her house. And yeah, and I was supposed to go to Beauty First today because I really needed to get some shampoo and conditioner. I just was like, not today, Claire. Nope, 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 nope. Shit is not flowing today. Go home and just collapse. Someday I'm going to have to tell you guys the craziest day of my life story, because it was when I was in Chicago and it was, oh my fucking God. I'm going to have to make a whole other like video about it because it's that crazy. I should start writing stuff like that down. I'm not going to. Is this my, yes. Okay, I'm just using this. Oh, right, because I didn't do my TikToks today. Okay, so that was my day. On my computer right now, it says 89 degrees. That is not accurate. Let me look on 93 on Apple. 94 on weather. And it feels like 106. Fuck, man. That is so bad. So, this is a very, very well-known fact about me, is that I, well, for one, I'm allergic to the sun. For two, I 100% do not do well in the heat. I think it's probably definitely associated with me fainting, like heat stroke. And when I was at Cornerstone and I was like, I think I was 16, 15, something like that. Oh, I just hate it so goddamn much. But okay, enough about that. I'm sorry. I had to get it out because this was, I kept like having that excuse in my head of like, I don't want to do my podcast because it's too hot. The excuses that happen when you're telling yourself that you don't want to do things is insane. Isn't that funny? When you say it out loud, you're like, oh my God, Claire, you're ridiculous. But anyways, I had a really good time. It's always so weird when I'm on the radio because so many random people message me and they're like, oh my God, I didn't know you were on the radio. Oh my God, I'm listening to you. And all the TikToks of people listening to me. Like, I love it. It feels cool. But it's also kind of like, yay, public, oh, energy. yeah. So here I am, I have energy again and we're good. All right. So let's go into the astrology for the day. I'm not doing this again next week, putting it on my phone. This was super dumb. Okay. So today is Wednesday. So Thursday, the moon is still going to be in Aries, and Mars moves into Virgo. But before it moves into Virgo, it's going to be opposing Jupiter. Hang on, my brain is... Oh, because it's in Aquarius, right? Okay. So it's going to be opposing Jupiter, and this is all about accepting and adapting. We are... Like, people are getting faced with some heavy shit right now of, like, I don't know, some, like, for me, with my whole foundation situation, I can't, I cannot control anything right now. I physically, me, myself, cannot go out there and do the dirt by myself. It is too hot. I am not physically equipped to do that. My back already hurts, and I'm not going to subject myself to that. So I don't care in this moment right now if it gets done, because we can't. It's too hot out, you know? So that's something that, like, I have to face, because we don't have the concrete poured and we could have the shed early. And I don't know, like, you know, that unfinished project, like, that stuff happens in my head a lot. What was I talking about? Oh, accepting and adapting. I just had to accept that. Like, I don't have control. Surrender. So if that's a message to you guys, if you have something like that going on in your life, make sure you are surrendering, like doing surrender meditation, say the serenity prayer, whatever. But, like, it's hard right now. And I get that. Thursday, here we go. Okay. So this can be kind of an overwhelming day. So this is a little bit of today, like Wednesday into Thursday, you know. But make sure you're dreaming big with this, because the moon in Virgo is going to be sextiling Saturn. And that is, like, we can learn new things. So even though we're going through a lot of stuff, we're going to still be, like, on the grind in the background, learning something, you know? So all this Leo energy, though, just wants to go out and have fun and play and whatever. And if you guys are here in Nebraska, you're probably a lot like me, where it's just like, okay, well, I'm going to close all the curtains and play inside, because, but you can play in the Aquarius kind of way, as to, let's learn something new. So that is the astrology. I don't know why. I just don't feel like doing this right now. Okay. What did I do with my... Ow! Magenta? Okay. All right. Here is the rune for Thursday. Oh, wow. We never get this one. I think it's just like... I remember it's just like self or something. Let me see. Stand still. Fank. 129. If you ever wondered why I say things out loud, I've had somebody point this out to me one time. Like, I say the page number. That's not something that I need to do, but that's actually a trait that I have adapted, probably because of my ADHD. I don't know. But that's the only way I will remember it, if I say it out loud, because I don't have that inner monologue. Like, I will only remember me or hear me saying it. Nothing happens in here. And yeah. Yeah. So I don't know why I'm going on a tangent about this. Like, for example, the periodic table. When I learned that when I was, like, in junior high or whatever, I still to this day can remember some of them, because I made up, like, raps about them. Peanut butter and lead. PB is lead. Yeah. Okay. That's it. Okay. Anyways, this is Asa. Wow. I don't think we ever got this one. Yes. Ice. Okay. I'm pretty sure we have, but maybe it's whatever. The winter of the spiritual life is upon you. You may find yourself entangled in a situation to whose implications you are in effect blind. Ugh. You may be powerless to do anything except submit, surrender. Wow. Even sacrifice some long-cherished desires. Be patient, for this is the period of gestation that precedes a rebirth. Positive accomplishments is unlikely now. There is a freeze on useful activity. All of your plans are on hold. You may be experiencing an unaccustomed drain on your energy and wonder why. What the fuck? A chill wind is reaching you over the ice floes of the outmoded habits. Trying to hold on can result into shallowness of feeling and a sense of being out of touch with life. Seek to discover what it is that you are holding on to that keeps this condition, and in effect to let go. Shed, release, cleanse away the old. That will bring on the thaw. Shed, release, and cleanse away the old. Okay, so we have to just be really letting go of whatever it is. So usually Esa requires a sacrifice of the personal, the I. And yet there is no reason for anxiety. Submit and be still, for what you are experiencing is not necessarily the result of your actions or habits, but out of the conditions of the time against which you can do nothing. Wow. What has been full must be empty. What has increased must decrease. This is the way of heaven and earth. To surrender is to display courage and wisdom. At such a time, do not hope and rely or friendly support in your isolation. Exercise caution and do not stubbornly persist in attempting to work on your will. Remain mindful that the seed of the new is present in the shell of the old. The seed is an unrealized potential, and the seed is of the good. Trust your own process and watch for signs of spring. Oh, my throat just made a weird noise. That feels so fucking good, guys. Oh, wow. I hope whoever is listening to this, like, really takes this in, because remember, when I do this on TikTok, it does no justice. Oh my gosh. Okay. So surrender and let go of the old. Make way for the new. That was amazing. I love runs. Okay. All right. I'm just gonna keep doing the same, because I love this Halloween deck, guys. And I'm just summoning fall. And the Witch's Tarot, it kind of gives me those same vibes, you know. I want a different. Oh, the Kuan Yin deck. I'll use that one today. Magento is like attacking my feet. I really wanted to dye my hair today. I like told everybody I was gonna do it, but something potatoed instead. I still might do it. Whoa, it says offering, just like that was saying. Whoa. Okay. Halloween. Oh, man, this is going to be a good... Whenever I say I don't want to do a podcast is when they're always like mind fucking blowing and amazing. Nikki gave me a hard time because I like shuffled like that today. She was like, Claire, move it away from the microphone. Oh, yeah. whatever. I'm so glad I'm doing this again. It's so much fun. Excuse me. Man, what's happening? Come on, clear this energy. It feels weird. Oh, I had a reading. I used it on a reading last. Come on. There we go. Okay. See, sometimes I'm just going to do that. Sometimes that happens. Ooh, and it's a beautiful one. Kuan Yin. What have you done? The sun is really washing me out today. I look very white. I'm not. I've gotten burnt quite a bit lately. yeah. So anyways, update on like the ducks and stuff. Everybody's just been under the deck the whole time because there's no shade and it's so hot, and I got a fan blowing under there for them, so there's some breeze, and I'm just, I refill their water. I don't know. I just feel so bad. I know there's nothing I can do, and there's millions and millions of chickens in Nebraska that are living through this too, and it's going to be okay, and I just have such a big heart. Okay, come on. I'm going to pick this way. Yeah. All right. Okay. The offering. Who do you love? What do you love? What do you love to do? Give yourself an open-hearted... Give yourself open-heartedly to yourself, to your purpose, to those you love, and you will flourish. And so will all to whom you give your love. Give your love to the world, and the world flourishes. Its energy and its life make things grow, and life is always growing, always giving itself to more life. Look at your choices. Do they benefit you only? What are the consequences for others? Can you make a choice that benefits without harming others or Mother Earth? What do you choose that matters? What do you do to make a difference? If you offer joy and love and gratitude and generosity to life, that is what life will offer you. Sorry. As I turn towards the mic to cough or clear my throat. Okay, offering. How can you be of love more to get more love? Gosh, that was so short compared to what I just read. All right, the vampire. Look at how fucking cool this is. I am clearing my throat a lot because they mowed the front field yesterday, and we are all over here like, yeah, that's the joys of country living. Okay, the poem with this is the deepest, the coldest, the craving of the blood, the hole never filled. I fucked it up. The hole never filled, the longing like a flood. Okay. Whilst there are Whilst there are almost uncountable examples of vampires in literature, movies, and games, somehow the archetype of the blood-hunting, night-stalking, and somewhat elegant creature keeps being reinvented to seduce yet another generation. Although the beautiful and somewhat desirable vampire from form doesn't really begin to enter the public consciousness until the mid-1800s. The idea of human feeding upon the very stuff of life is very much older. The Egyptians, Sumerians, Indians, and the Balkan people all have mythos containing vampire-like creatures. The vampire is an interesting figure because it is both horrifying and desirable. Having someone want us so much that they desire to be that closely linked with us, it does feel good until we realize that there is nothing much left for us to give. Most of us have heard the concept of emotional vampirism and the idea that people feed off of our energy and our goodwill and take advantage of us through manipulation and their incessant neediness. Should the vampire card appear in your reading, it may indicate that you are being drained in this way and the time has come for stronger boundaries. We need to be very aware of what gives us energy in our lives and what takes it away. We should be aware of needing people to need us and why we invite other people like this into our homes, workplaces, and lives, if indeed we do have them around us. Developing the emotional intelligence within ourselves helps us defend against this kind of emotional and psychic attack, and it enables us to foster healthy, equal relationships of all kinds. Okay, so the interesting thing that pops into my head with this is that, oh my God, throat. listen to that. My God. Okay. I love that they are depicting, this is just how my voice is now, I guess, whatever. The vampire with the emotional intelligence. Like, normally it's like, if you draw the vampire card, oh my God, there's people draining you, blah, blah, blah. But this vampire card is literally telling you, like, hey, let's be aware of your emotions so you're not fucking it up with other people as well as letting other people fuck it up with you. It's a boundaries card, basically. I love it. And that is so the energy right now. Shit's moving into Virgo. Virgo comes in and is like, fuck out of here. You are making a mess. Oh, fuck you. Get out. So, yeah. okay. Are you aware of who is taking your energy? And... what you are giving and then I just said how's your boundaries bruh okay Kuan Yin sacred falcon shows the way oh weird there was another there was something else that was 17 I don't know. Oh my God, this is so long. This is why I don't. Oh, because it. Okay, I'm just going to do the in the reading. Your instincts and intuition are healing and growing stronger. Perhaps after a time of shutting them down with fear, shame, or excessive reliance on logic, you are learning how to trust yourself again, more unconditionally. It is safe for this to happen now. It'll help you live a better, happy life. You are in a healing process of rewilding, discovering who you really are, and undoing years of conditioning and suppression to awaken your real self again. Oh, fuck yes. This is exciting, but you may feel sad, angry. I just heard something. Okay, sad, angry, tired, or have sudden urges of energy at times too. Let it happen. You are coming to life again, and anything that you are experiencing is a part of the healing and rebirth process. Be kind, get rest, express yourself, and don't let anything or anyone stop you from the sacred healing process of reclaiming and loving your real self. If you've been sensing something and wondering if your intuition is correct, there is encouragement here to just trust your feelings. There goes with that emotional intelligence. You are seeing the signs of what has come to true for what is to come. Wow, what the hell happened? There is no need... Shit. Okay. What you need to know is that you will sense instinctively and it will later be confirmed. Okay. So basically, like, trust your senses. Sacred Falcon shows the way. Trust yourself. And allow yourself to heal so you can love yourself. That's good. Okay, so back to the offering one. How can you be of love more? Oh, wow. Okay. So we have the Asa card or rune that is like, we're just surrendering right now. And it looks as if we are surrendering completely to our emotions. So understanding them and understanding like, I am, and also the boundaries with energies and other people's emotions. And, oh, wow. So this can be a pretty overwhelming day, guys. And it does make sense. Like, we're going to be heightened with that Leo Mars energy and our emotions are going to want to fly out. And if you act out on that, you have to understand like, oh, I fucked up. Own it. Go apologize. Go and reinstate your boundaries. Say no. Do only what you can. Rest and regenerate yourself. We're on ice, remember? Just chill. So that is today's podcast for Thursday, July 29th. All right, everybody, if you would like to book a session, go ahead and check out the link in my bio. Thank you again if anybody is listening to my Witchy Wednesday today at Sweet 98. If they do post it to be able to listen later, I will definitely post it on probably my Facebook. But yeah, that's everything. I love you all, and I hope you have an amazing Thursday, and I'll talk to you mañana.